There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. VSiN contributor Jeff Siegel coming off a winning Preakness pick, and you get a $25 free bet to follow him Saturday at the Belmont. All you have to do is sign up for First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details on this exclusive offer for VSiN fans. VSiN.com/horses, promo code LV Belmont. Very cool thing up at William Hill. You can bet game 3, game 4, and game 5 of the NBA Finals. Boston is obviously 3.5 tomorrow. They're 3.5 in game 4, and the Warriors are 3.5 in game 5. Mm. So that's all up there as well. We're waiting for game 3 tomorrow. Pivotal game 3. Boston laying 3.5, as I mentioned. I am very concerned, though, about the health of Smart and Williams, as Williams was banged up and hobbled in the loss in game 2. Smart did nothing in game 2. And remember, he played well, but he sat out the first 8 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Correct.
In game 1. So I think there was something going on there. They've been banged up in and out of the lineup and questionable for much of the postseason. And this could be a big blow to Boston's title hopes if these guys aren't close to 100%.
I concur. I'm getting very concerned about Robert Williams.
Doesn't look good.
And what that could mean for Golden State, and here's why. I mean, when Williams did not play against the Heat, what happened? Bam Adebayo had by far and away his best game in that series against Boston. Well, when Robert Williams was not on the court against Golden State the other night, who played well? Looney did. So when he plays on the court, other big guys don't produce offensively for the opposing team. We've seen it over and over and over again. And when he can't play because of the injury, that's when they can go off. So we know what he means to this team. All the numbers, they don't lie. He's so good. But then you combine that with also Marcus Smart maybe not being there. By the way, Smart gives them something offensively too.
Yes.
Williams does not do anything offensively. Maybe a putback here and there, an alley-oop, a lob, whatever.
Yeah.
But Smart can knock down a bunch of threes.
Uh-huh.
He can give you 15 points and then play good defense on top of it. But the combination of those two is It's a double whammy.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if then they come back down tomorrow and blow them out. I mean, every game's different, and you're not gonna, you haven't had momentum here, and it's been a crazy NBA playoffs. But you wonder, can you play Williams and Horford together at the same time? What you're going to do as far as the bench and supporting cast? And I can't wait to talk to Coach Thorpe. It's been too long. Did Green maybe play a role and get under their skin and how Boston didn't react? Because, you know, Miami did that by design in that series. It was let's play football. We fouled, not that Golden State did that, but you saw how Green was playing and acting. But Miami's like, we foul and we'll see if they're going to call it every single time. And Boston did not adjust. I mean, but again, you've got to stop with the silly turnovers. They gave up 33 points off turnovers in game two. That's the second most in the NBA Finals in 25 years. Big bugaboo for Boston in the playoffs in the last couple series.
And Tatum had four more.
Yes.
Out of the 19. So good job by Nesson and also a Twitter account, Boston Sports Info. It marked the 11th time this postseason Tatum compiled four or more turnovers in a game. He's averaged 4.15 turnovers per contest in 20 games so far, and he's got potentially five games left. Well, he has 83 in 20 games, for the record. LeBron James, 2017-2018, holds the all-time record for the Cavaliers. He had 94 turnovers, 194 assists. Tatum has 122 assists so far for an average of 6.1 per game. But when you look at the overall history again, he's sitting at 83, tied for eighth. He needs 11 more to tie James. He needs 7 more to tie D. Wade for second all-time. Worst.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can also bet on this at DraftKings.
Now, that's incredible.
I love that they put up turnovers now.
Yeah.
This is tremendous. His player prop for turnovers is 3.5. The over is minus 105. Now, if you go back and look at the last 10 games, it was 4-2-2-7. 5-3-6-3-7-7. That goes all the way back to Game 7 against Milwaukee. So he did stay under a few times, but also a couple of really just awful games where he had 7 in 3 out of the last 10 games. Been a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I would tell people, if he did not have those threes go down in Game 2, you're talking about an all-time bad performance in that game because he was 2 of 11 from inside 3. And he had bad passes that did not result in turnover, setting up his teammates offensively in bad spots, hit those threes with players in his face, but just the forcing everything with the one-on-one, the individual play. It was, and then what did change, though, was the adjustments by Steve Kerr and putting Draymond Green on Jaylen Brown. And Jaylen Brown got off to that hot start, but once Green really did, as the phrase goes, muck it up against Jaylen Brown, that flipped things.
Yeah. That's not used to it and lost their composure, possibly. The other thing, too, is this is a best of five now. I cannot believe his finals MVP odds. It's crazy how low he is and bad as he's played. The other thing was we talked about, maybe it's going to come down to a big game NBA finals experience. Remember, it was 123-0.
Right.
That could be, too. But this is a fascinating series moving forward. The other thing was a horror show from – they were 35% from two in game two and atrocious in the paint. Remember, that happened in key moments in the Miami series.
Has to change.
What happened. So, yeah, maybe it's just, okay, typical NBA. Now they respond and blow out Golden State. But, again, they've been in so many big games, and they all 26 series in a row they've won a road game.
I will say this, Paul. They're unreliable at home.
They are. They've been better on the road.
That's why this series is uh-huh. You know, it's pretty unpredictable at this point.
And it's a coin flip. You see a $1.10 series price. The other big thing, and it again, Klay Thompson, Matt Youmans mentioned it as well. For defense, offense, not the same guy. And that look at this. 4-15 so far from three in the series. 32% against Dallas. 36 against Memphis. And now you're going against, this is what Boston does well, and they're unbelievable, number one in the league, at guarding the three in the perimeter.
Sure.
So if you can take him away and limit Curry, then where are the points
coming
from?
Well, I will say this. I don't know if you're going to limit Curry. Maybe you can. But
contain him, okay. Yeah,
if Thompson's going to shoot poorly again in game three, like, look, I said this after game one. Those open threes for the Celtics, if they get them, they're probably not going to. I mean, they were 7 of 7 in the fourth quarter to begin that stanza in game one. Like, that's probably not going to continue. The Jordan Poole shots from 30 feet are not going to, they're not going to drop every single game.
No. That turned in a hurry. I mean, they were calling for him to get benched, and then he caught fire. But
like, he's not going to hit 30 foot shots with a guy in his face every game. It's not going
to
happen.
He has to score, though. I will agree with
Rodos. He has to, because
he's so bad defensively.
Yep.
He has to score.
Okay,
but
so,
that's why it's I like the X's and O's and the matchups, and some lineups won't work, others will.
To your point of the team has to improve from two, well, what we have seen so far in the finals combined from both of these teams, just an overwhelming amount of threes.
Yeah.
So far, they're averaging a combined 80 attempts, a finals record in the two games. 47.2% of shot attempts in the series have been threes. Each team went 15 of 37 in game number two, so they combined to make 30. Well, at DraftKings, you can bet on this. Three-pointers made. Celtics, 14.5, the overs minus 110. Warriors, 14.5, the overs minus 120. If they're going to continue taking 80 threes combined.
Nah, not a big enough adjustment. No. Because remember, it got there in the last game, but it was all backups in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it gets there. So I don't see why they can't combine for 30s. High mid 30s in all these games.
I would say, maybe a book is still pitching 13.5. But I think you have to bet them both over if you can find 13.5, banking on at least one of the teams getting there, right, to break even or to push with a 1-1 overall, you know, two bets, and then hopefully win them both because you're going to get so many attempts.
Yeah.
The attempts are going to be there.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to go away.
Yeah. You should get 80s in the 80s combined with the attempts.
So far.
Yeah, I'm with you. You said that before the series started. That's right. The other one with the props. I mean, with the player props. What do you do with Green? How does Poole respond? What do you do with Wiggins? I mean, that's hard to make. Look at Horford. Horford goes off in game one. He didn't take a shot in the first half of game two.
You're right, right.
And didn't do anything. And then the status with what do you do with Smart and Williams props that they're hobbled and banged up? What do you do with a guy like a Grant Williams now? How low do you go there? How many minutes will Pritchard get?
Sure. Let me ask you this. Don't you feel like this series is going to go back to San Francisco tied at 2-2?
Yes.
I don't know which game it's going to be.
I feel the same way.
I think Boston.
I really preferred the 2-3-2 as well for betting it as a fan.
Yeah.
I thought 2-3-2 was better.
I always like the 2-3-2. Like, I don't. Tomorrow night, we'll have much more on this game tomorrow, but I don't know if the Celtics win that game. Again, they're unreliable at home. I don't know which version we're going to get. I don't know which other players are going to step up for Golden State and play well, but I do think that, and I think Boston will get one of these two games, and just based on Kerr's history here with Golden State in the playoffs, where they've won a road game 26 consecutive playoff series, pretty high faith in that. Like, if a team goes back to step up 3-1, which team is it going to be?
Yeah, it's not that hard. Does Boston take care of the ball, and who knocks down the threes? The other thing, maybe they're right. Maybe that was just lazy defense in game one in the second half about what they were doing. Well, they hit 21 threes, what Kerr said. Well, a lot of them were wide open. I tell you what, though. I'm getting there. There is a path for White to win MVP. I'm getting there. He's going to have to play out of his mind, but he can do it.
He's
Smart hurt. Williams hurt. Tatum struggling. They're doing a good job on Brown. I can get there with the huge odds on White to play a big role in this series.
I'm glad you said that. I was thinking the same thing. I don't have a piece of him yet, but he's played really well in both games. I said this yesterday. He's the only guy, in my opinion, that played well in game two.
Shots are there. Confidence is getting there, yes.
He's the playing time for sure.
Yes.
Right? And I think by default, like, the market is telling you, like, if the Celtics win, they're going to be lazy and give it to Jason Tatum. I would say this. This might be an unpopular opinion. I think Jason Tatum through two games has been the worst player on the court out of the starting five for both teams. I think he's been the worst player out of the starting 10 guys on the court. And that can't continue. And you can't. This guy's a plus 125 to win the MVP. He's a joke. He was a disaster in game two again. Don't let the made threes fool you. People will let that. Oh, look at this. 6 made threes. He's going to be the MVP. No. Stunk. He stunk up the joy to get in game two. And the only way they can win this series is if he plays better. So then people are going to say, oh, he's the best player on the court. He's going to win the. We'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Exact score, 6-5 Colorado, 100-1 at Bet Rivers. The alt over 9.5 was plus 475. Overtime, plus 375. Colorado in a sweep, plus 620. And impressive numbers, now 7-0 on the road and 12-2 overall in the playoffs. What a story. Makar, 12-1 to score the first goal. And one more, the Blue Jays took money, 165 up to 195, and shut out the Royals. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Check out that live stream. And you want to see these tweets and videos, as always, this is good, a hit. Down the road at the Suncoast, a quarter progressive triple play dealt the Royal with cheese. Over $20,000 on quarters. That sucker's so high, it's a big progressive. Has to be dealt, and it was on triple play. Look at that. And good for them tweeting all this stuff out, too.
Yeah, so the progressive to pop when you play triple play means you have to be dealt a Royal.
They have it nickels and dimes as well.
Oh,
and there's
boy.
The quarter. That is something. And you know, Ohio State has this, the tradition, the helmet sticker, right? Doing a good job. Big plays. And the same thing with dogs, right? And this kid's got it. He gets on the forehead with one dog, and this guy, he must have been a good boy. Really helping out.
I mean, yeah, I'd say so, huh?
He's covered.
He loves it, there's no doubt.
He's covered in stickers. I was like, come on. He's got to be like, okay, I let this go on for too long.
You missed a spot. Come on, Phil. I got more room over here.
The parents got to step in at some point. And this is the dog going down the slide, 20 of them. What kind of concoction is this? Where are they coming from? Where is this doggy daycare where they're going down in the setup and the Huskies having a good time and looking down? You pointed out good eye with the Dalmatian.
Look at this guy.
He can't wait for the other guys to come down.
Come on,
he wants to go up and greet them halfway down the slide. I think there was one. It's over a minute. But there's a German Shepherd that comes down. He's going down backwards. The big fella?
I think the first dog came down backwards.
It's like the German Shepherds lay a little perturbed by the whole thing. But some of them can't get enough.
Some of them are flopping down.
Sure,
look at that guy.
Fat. Right. That guy, yeah, he's big too. And the Husky can't get enough of it. Lose some. The Astros, 155 up to 170. Tough start for Javier. I think that's now 4 of 5 Seattle beating the Astros head-to-head. Missed the Malinsky angle too with a long road trip coming back home. Red Sox win again. That's 12 in a row for the Angels. They took money with the over. 8.5 up to 9. But again, Thor's been good at home. And a $390,000 bet on under 7 in the Colorado-Edmonton game. That got wild in the third period.
You know, it was trending to the under.
Yeah.
And then all hell broke loose.
Lose some? Bill Burr. Excellent job. Well, it was win some for fans. He was in the booth at Nesson, on Nesson yesterday. He had a great line. I don't have the emotional maturity to watch the Celtics in the NBA Finals in front of my kids. That was a relatable thing I've heard someone say, the guy who put it out there on Twitter.
Isn't that funny?
And Burr also said the NBA is a mix of wrestling, pro wrestling, and a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, sums it up for a lot of people. It's funny how it doesn't matter how old we are. Like, we have, what's the attachment that we have to these teams, right? Like, when I was younger, teams that I grew up rooting for, I never met any of the players. I never met any of the coaches, right?
It's like Bronx Tale.
And I would
Mickey Mantle doesn't pay your rent.
Right, yes. I would be completely gutted over ridiculous losses, and it would just suck, and it would hang. That's why losses hang with fans more than it does with the players. And a lot, fans care more than players.
Yeah. Well, they are hardcore there, too, though.
Yeah.
They are hardcore. Oklahoma, you know, you got to worry about the traffic once in a while, or, you know, you got a criminal on the chase. You got to help out. Car chase. How about a cow chase? You don't see these every day. And they call in the Cowboys to save the day. I got them.
Let's go wrangle them up, Johnny.
Wrangle, exactly right. He got a little help from his friend here, too, as he gets in the, didn't have the blinker on there. But that's, he comes in, grabs him. The other guy saves it. What's a FedEx truck? Get out of the way. What are you doing? Can you at least pull over? I know you have to make deliveries here, but come on. We got a scene here. The FedEx guy not even bothered with the cow chase and two Cowboys coming in, saving the day. And we close with this, again, best venue or unique concert experience. They're so good with the Pink Floyd from 1989 in Venice. People pulling up on their boats. And that scene, too, with the yachts. And you go back in the way back with the fans as well. I love this picture.
That's amazing.
It is. How do you top that?
I don't know if you can. By the way, a lot of feedback today on this. This is from Bosch in Chicago, who's a big Pink Floyd fan. So okay. He doesn't like me. But
sure.
He pointed out another venue I have not been to, but I wanted to go to. I've heard great things. Have you ever heard of the Gorge in Washington State?
No.
Google that sometime.
Okay.
It looks insane, like in a great way. And I have buddies who live up in Seattle, friends in Seattle, who've been telling us, you got to come up here for a concert for like 5 years. We haven't made it up there yet.
The place in Denver, like, go down? The what you were talking
into
about?
Like, into the rock formation? Yeah. I believe it does. I think it's like down here, and then the fans go up like this on the rock formation.
Send them in. Yeah, we'll put you on TV and read your stuff on air. We'd like to hear from you. I like the Jimmy Buffett stuff, too. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more, BetRivers.com. Tonight, Tampa's $1.75, 5.5 the total. Series price, Rangers now $1.40. Alt numbers, you can go under 4.5, 2-1, or go over 8.5 goals, 7-1. Rangers on the reverse puck line, 420. And this is enormous here because they are won 8 in a row at home. I don't know what's going to happen. Game 7, according to Jimmy Traina, at the Garden is the same night as a Justin Bieber concert. So who gets moved and what happens there? And the other thing is, if this goes 7, I don't think they can move it. Again, I saw the commercial 2 days ago.
We'll move which one?
The start of the Stanley Cup Finals, excuse me. Because they promoted on ESPN starting next Saturday, the 18th. So that means that this is going to be 11 days off for Colorado. Linda Cohen tweeted as much as 9. But, I mean, game 7 is June 14th. They're not just going to come out and say, great job, guys. You get one day off. Let's start the cup. And maybe it goes the distance, too. But I think, I'm not an expert on this, I think they're starting it Saturday, the 18th. And that Colorado has 11 days off now.
Well,
and Tampa had 9 days off, and you saw how rusty they looked.
So for the record, here's what Linda Cohn tweeted last night. The Avalanche will get a lengthy rest, perhaps as long as 9 days, waiting for the Stanley Cup Finals to begin. She said perhaps as long as 9 days.
And the immediate comeback on one of the comments was, I thought it was 11. Because the commercial said Stanley Cup Finals start the 18th.
So I Googled this yesterday. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, I don't think they bump it up.
I have no idea when they're going to start it.
That's an Andy Olchek question, though, too. The other thing, if you're looking, would you say something?
The other good news there is for Kadri, then.
Yes. And you could be without, three things could slow this juggernaut down, as I said earlier. A hot goalie, which could happen, an injury, or the rust. And that could get them early in the series. But again, they haven't lost on the road. For hedging purposes, here at Circa, they would be a 3-15 favorite against the Rangers. But Jeff Davis, who just doesn't respect the Rangers and their power rating. And $1.95 against Tampa.
Yeah, it's a combination of the two, right? He doesn't respect the Rangers.
True. He loves Colorado.
And who doesn't?
Right.
Because their power rating is to the moon.
As far as the game tonight, I know Tampa dominated game three, but they were down 2-0. You got to stay out of the box. So you have it going against a top five power play. That's a good prop, too, you've talked about. Brett Rivers offers power play points.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
This Zibanejad on a power play is dangerous and deadly. But not only the Rangers, but we have the kryptonite. You have found the cheat code here. Blocker side on Vasilevsky. Keep an eye on that. And they're doing a great job on the broadcast pointing it out. They are beating him. I told you it's the toughest shot to stop. Low stick side. But they are beating him blocker side now and going to work on him there.
Let me ask you this. Boy, did Draisaitl whiff on that goal last night. He had half the net to himself late in the game.
Hit the post? Yeah.
That's 95 out of 100 times that's a goal for him. Uh-huh. I know you bet the no. That's why I brought it up. Yeah, you bet the no goal for him.
Yeah.
Unfortunate for him, he was a statue out there.
Yeah.
He's so banged up, he could barely.
I know. That was part of the angle play.
Yeah.
He didn't score in the whole series.
He had that whole net to himself when he just puts it off the post.
I think he had four assists, but right.
Oh, he was. The passes were so deadly.
You have to ask the question about where you're going to go with Mike Smith. Now, you might say, well, look, we got to the conference finals. Well, Markstrom was horrendous, though, in the second round. To get there. And he was so bad in game one against LA, and he had to survive a game seven, which he played well. But the third goal was so soft, and then get your ass in the net. What's he doing out by the boards? And he wants to blame the referee, but that can happen when you play the puck, and it can be a bad bounce or a bad break. And he just...
I think you have to address that position in the offseason.
You can. I guess you can outscore people. You could just say, we're going to the cup and we're going to outscore people.
No, I don't think you can.
But, all right. No. Well, the other thing is that the drought continues for Canada, 1993.
Which is unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'd like to see a team. Montreal got there last year, but. Yeah,
who knows? Who knows? Again, Toronto could have been right there. Who knows? Toronto still could be playing.
All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The coach, David Thorpe, TrueHoop.com, will join the program coming up next. What does he expect from these two teams in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night? We'll ask him next.
The Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, NBA Finals here. David Thorpe joins the program on Twitter at CoachThorpeTrueHoop.com. Good morning, sir. How you been?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well, good really coach. Well. Your biggest takeaway so far from the first two games, we saw the adjustments from Steve Kerr in Game 2, Draymond Green on Jaylen Brown, some of the second unit stuff with the non-Steph Curry minutes, and they won that game, obviously, to tie it up at one apiece. So now how do you think Boston makes adjustments for Game 3?
I wrote about this a little bit. I did a video about it after the game. I think that the Warriors' team speed is really... kind of sped up Boston's offense. They are prone to turnovers anyway. Golden State's defensive speed, especially when guys like Payton are on the court, which was a benefit as opposed to Iguodala, this actually was a good injury for Golden State to have because I think Payton's just a much better player now. Reminds me of the great Miami defensive teams with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch as their main trio. And so Boston needs to not over-penetrate. They need to take quicker, easier looks and not try to get the perfect shot. It's a challenging adjustment, but because they're used to trying to get the good to great pass, which Ime has been stressing all year, they got to make sure they don't get sticky with the ball. He always stresses that, but they can't overdo it. They got to take the shots that's there if it's a good one and not just think they can penetrate all the time and get a great one, because Golden State's speed makes up for stuff. And then I thought the biggest adjustment wasn't a Kerr adjustment necessarily. He did a great job of inspiring his players to play much more physically at the point of attack, both on the ball and then when they raced to help and the ball came to them and the help, and they made plays on the ball and created all the, I think they scored 33 points of turnovers, which is second most of all time.
Yes.
So
yes, good
point. Boston's got to be quicker to shoot and stronger with the ball at all time.
Yes. Do you think they got out of their game plan and maybe lost their composure? They're cool, kind of like the Miami series with what Green did and some of his antics, if it got to him in game two.
I only watched the game live once, and then I watched the third quarter on Synergy, and I didn't see that at all. I think Golden State just played better. Gary Payton's presence, I'm actually writing about him this week right now, is a big difference maker. He's been out for a while, and we forget about it, but you're talking about one of the best defensive players in the league, if not the world, this season. So adding him is huge against a team like Boston that's just got a good offense, not a great one. I don't think any of that Draymond Green stuff mattered, except for just how he played, not for anything he did antics-wise.
You know, I talked to a lot of people with the league. Are you hearing anything about how bad it could be for Williams and Smart, and maybe there's more to the injury, and maybe Williams is at 70% because he certainly looks hobbled out there?
I've not spoken to anyone, but I know what my eyes are telling me.
Yep.
I've been watching Robert Williams for a couple of seasons now and really been proud of his accomplishments and his growth as a player. I thought he was pretty impactful defensively, but they need him to be an impact on offense too. And I agree with you, Paul. I think he is hobbled. His gait's not the same. His movement's not quite the same offensively. He's trying his best, but I don't know about Smart at all, but those are important issues too. As Golden State is now really fully healthy, which is they're the healthiest team Boston's played in this postseason. Boston, on the other hand, is kind of beaten down with a couple. I mean, there's their two best defensive players right there in Williams and Smart, and you better have them at full strength, and they don't. It's definitely a concerning issue if you're rooting for the Celtics.
Well, Coach, I mean, look at when Williams is not on the court. The other night, Looney, that's when he played really, really well. Go back to the Miami series. He misses a game, Bam Adebayo goes off.
Yeah, right. He's just, he isn't just a guy that shuts down bigger guys. He's just a paint protector. And we call, I look at paint protectors as guys that kind of cover up space. Marc Gasol would be my logo for that. Williams is both a paint protector and a rim protector because he makes plays above the rim. He gets guys not even to try to shoot the ball there, which makes them dribble more, maybe pass more, which gets you more turnovers, creates more chaos. His activity is such a big deal for them, especially when you throw in Marcus Smart and Tatum and Brown. Like, the only weak defender they have is Pritchard. Derek White's a very, very good, if not almost an elite defender. But those two guys are the fulcrum, the foundation of what they do. They need to be near full strength for them to be completely effective as a unit defensively.
I was going to ask you about him, too, if White could have a big role in this series offensively, and he played well and shot well in game one. Golden State was just saying, well, they had 21 threes, but you could also say it was maybe lazy defense and not getting out on shooters, how you saw the game one Boston win in the fourth quarter, and if there's a path there where White could play a large role in this series.
Oh, there is, especially if Smart's not at full strength. I thought that Golden State executed their plan. They did the same thing they did to Dallas. And I think Boston's just a better offense than the Mavs have. But the Mavs are so one-dimensional with Luka. And obviously Boston, at the very least, has two dynamic scorers, not just one. So double the amount of scorers. And then in game two, they did a little bit better. I still think they were more focused on Tatum as they should be. But yeah, they were more attentive to, I mean, Horford was shut out basically.
Yeah.
And I think Derek White, who really was coming on as a shooter because he was bad all season in San Antonio and in Boston, that's a big deal. Yeah. Any plus production from a guy off the bench, Grant Williams has had a monster game seven against the Bucks. Derek White was a monster, I think, in game one. So anything like that is not something Golden State is expecting, helps Boston hugely. And I think it can happen again for sure.
Any prediction for how Game 3 goes? I think this is going to be topsy-turvy the entire way.
Yeah, I think that for the next couple of games, it makes sense to me that there's going to be one team that goes on the big killer third quarter or fourth quarter run. Both teams are so prone to turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. That reliance on three-point shooting does have so much variability to it. The absolute incredible defense that's played on both team by both teams suggests that you're going to have one of those killer runs. We've seen a few. Boston's had a few, specifically in the fourth quarter in game one. Golden State's had more than a few, more than Boston. And so who's going to do that in game three? We don't really know. The health of each team will matter. But I think the series eventually settles down, guys, into more of a rock fight, which probably favors Boston. But Curry's the biggest rock out there, so he's chucking the biggest rocks. I think the next two games we can see more of that variance before it settles into a more nip and tuck series.
Let's follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coach David Thorpe, our guest, TrueHoop.com. Also, what have you noticed with Jason Tatum? Did not shoot the ball well in game one. Did have 13 assists, had a double-double in that game. In game two, he did make six threes, but he missed. He was 2 of 11 from inside the three. And now this is becoming a big talking point. He has 83 turnovers in the playoffs. He's 11 away from tying the all-time record. Overall, why has he been off in this series, and what can he do to actually, you know, be better on the court?
You know, we always talk about knowing the path. I always talk about knowing the path and walking the path. It's a line from the original Matrix movie. And I think Tatum's always known the path, but he's never walked this path before. He certainly had a career year and was great in the Eastern Conference Finals for the most part and got the MVP. Well, now he's playing the best defense he's faced this postseason, if not ever, in the playoffs, with great speed. And they do create chaos very well with that speed and with that intensity and urgency that Kerr got him to play with in game two. And I think this is a process for him. He's just never had to do this. Giannis has gone through it. Curry's certainly gone through it a lot. That's the biggest advantage Curry probably has. He's done this so many times before. But it doesn't have to wait to the end of the series to figure it out, guys. Tatum can get better now at it, just being stronger with the ball, making better decisions, adjusting to the quickness and speed the Warriors bring to his help. That 13 assists is great. Those six threes were great. You know, the next game he can go 5-11 from the field. It wouldn't have mattered in game two. They got blown out anyway. But yeah, and don't forget too, Peyton is such a great defender. So when he's on Tatum, it's hard for Tatum to get anything easy. But I think that Ime's going to come up with some ways to get easier looks for Tatum. And if they help too much, he'll kick it out for open shot.
Great to talk to you. What are you and your team working on at True Hoop?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Yeah, I'm really locking in on what Gary Payton can do. His story is incredible. Mm-hmm. His timeline of how he made the league, the transactions is amazing. And I'll give your listeners a clue. I'm calling him the cooler for that William Macy movie right there in Vegas, I believe. Yeah. When he's guarding someone, he just cools them off. And so I'm exploring that as we speak.
Excellent.
Very good.
Very looking forward to that. Thanks, Coach. Talk to you soon.
Be safe, guys.
I subscribe. You should, too. TrueHoop.com. David Thorpe at Coach Thorpe on Twitter.
He's right. Tatum can turn this around.
Yeah.
In fact, he's been so good this year off of a loss and after a bad performance. I fully expect Tatum to go out there and have a good game in Game 3. I would bank on that. I'm probably going to be looking at his props to go over. See what we can find out here in Las Vegas by tomorrow.
Turnover props, huh? Okay. Get that one, too.
We can find turnover props here in town.
Yeah.
I don't think any spot offers that.
Well, you give the ball away again. Like you said, second most points off turnovers in finals last 25 years, and that was a big reason why they didn't have the lead or have a big lead than the first half of game two.
All right, coming up next, in-pocket plays, and we do have some NFL news. This would have been a pretty big upset, I think, about a month ago. Details on that next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right, big loser for me yesterday in pocket plays. Let me set this up. Give me 30 seconds here. Last year was the best baseball betting season I've ever had in my entire life. The daily plays were good. The futures were unbelievable. Mm. Bryce Harper, 66-1, National League MVP. Vlad, before the season started, 45-1 home run leader. Tied in with Salvador Perez, 200-1 in season. They tied, won both bets. Robbie Ray, 250-1 to win the American League Cy Young. That was a winner. Corbin Burns, 50-1, thanks to Matt Vasgersian. Whatever. It was awesome. You know what I don't forget from last year? There was a bet that I made in early April with Trevor Bauer on the mound, Dodgers against the A's. I laid $1.60 and I lost. I couldn't tell you another single bet that I made all of last year. I remember that one.
Ah, come on.
It was probably like April 7th or 8th from last year. Yesterday, $1.55 on the Astros, and I watched the entire game and I was in trouble in the first inning. And
yeah,
I knew
you didn't have anything.
No, I know, but I don't, that's the thing. I don't like laying that big of a price and it sticks with me. And, I went out of my realm yesterday. So anyway,
all right.
We'll see. This game today is probably going to be 7-5 after the fifth inning. But I'm on the Pirates-Tigers first five under 3.5. This is even money. This is Skubal versus Quintana. Both guys have been good, better than that this year. So I'll take my chances here under 3.5, even money.
Quintana's beat the Dodgers twice as well.
Yeah.
Another winner. It won all four games of the series. Dreisaitl, no goal, minus 130. That's a winner. I like the game under tonight, 5.5. Squeaky bum time. Stay out of the box. Stay out of the box. It should go under. Pendy, Warriors 150 to win the series. Splash Brothers, more threes than Tatum and Brown. We're going to, I hope we get this. Rangers to win the East 15-1. And of course, will Gus kill Lalo? Better Call Saul. No, minus 120. Boy, a lot of people saying the mic makes sense to whack Kim Wexler at 12-1.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
I saw a lot of feedback on that yesterday.
Why would Mike kill Kim?
Well, here's the thing. I never even considered that as a possibility. When you were running, I went into those props yesterday fresh, and you said Mike 12-1. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, why would he? Why, though? What's the
scenario? We don't know. I'm guessing.
What would Kim do that Mike has to come in and?
Does Saul make it happen?
What?
Because Saul and Mike are connected in Breaking Bad.
They are. Sure.
So does something happen where Saul goes, it's Kim or it's me? You got to take care of her?
What would she do, though?
I don't know.
To that point.
I don't know.
Not after all this. They're married. They're not going to be.
Again, per Lalo, they're burning the house down in the final six episodes.
Yes.
So, the
character who plays it. Marriage. Yeah. They're prisons. The marriage is going to go sideways? Imagine that. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. You're going to tease the big news, in the NFL.
News out of the NFL. So, reported earlier today, Deebo Samuel is expected to attend mini camp beginning today. If you go back to April, it's been actually more than a month, he was requesting a trade.
Beckham had the tweet that he was going to the Patriots. Didn't happen. But
so now it's all good? It's going to go back?
Our buddy Dustin is saying contractual obligation. Who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Well, so
we'll get to this later, but in the week. But look at Shanahan's comments the last couple months on Garoppolo.
Right. So here's the deal: in the most recent contract negotiations, the owners put it in that players who would skip minicamp and this stuff, they automatically get dinged. They get fined. The 49ers are going to give Garoppolo a pass. That way, the player doesn't get fined. But they have to go out of their way to give the player the pass, from my understanding. Otherwise, it's automatic. The player's going to get, hit upside the head with all these fines. So that's what they. Okay. I can't believe the owners passed that, but they did.
Wanted to give out the Yankees too. After this beautiful setup and the great work the guys did behind the glass, and they're 70-28 in the regular season, going back against Minnesota since 2007, and 16-2 in the playoffs. I thought pitchers didn't matter. It's supposed to be this Ober guy for Minnesota against Tyone. We still don't have a line on it.
But I think Ober. I'll check that right now.
I thought it was Ober, but happened to him?
I think we had news overnight that he had to go on the IL.
Well, okay. Whoever. Throw me out there. Let's go. But I wanted to give out the Yankees. They just crushed the Twins for over 20 years here and have owned them. I mean, the Twins were a good franchise and organization with playoff runs during this domination, too, by the Yankees. I believe 16-2. One of the wins, Johan Santana, beating them in Yankee Stadium in a day game. One of the playoff wins. Other than that, it's been poop. I mean, it's ridiculous. 70-28. They kill 6-1, 4-2, 5-2, 5-2, 5-1, 5-2, 6-2, 4-2, 7-0, 6-4, 5-2. Going back to season series matchups, how the Yankees have owned the Twins.
Yeah, it looks like he hit the IL either last night or early this morning.
With Ober?
Ober.
Ken Ober? Remote control. Underrated. Colin Quinn? Yeah, Kari
that
Warner?
That was pretty decent.
Had a crush on her, Kari Warner. Good-looking gal.
I can't picture her right now.
Remote control?
I can't picture what she looks like now.
At the crazy 80s hair, teased up.
That doesn't do much for me.
Daisy Fuentes?
Everybody did. Oh, now
Daisy
we're talking.
Fuentes,
Daisy Fuentes, huh? Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, some of the talent on MTV back in the day. Oh, yeah. I'd get home from high school. Get out of my way. I know what I'm doing. Everybody else go outside. I get the TV for the next half an hour.
Did you stay up for a headbangers ball with Adam Curry? Huh? That kid?
I think I watch it occasionally.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It was big.
So we're talking about concert venues today.
This is good.
Can we put this one up too? I don't know how would this go over though? Because I think this is
love this. Oh my God.
In Tennessee, in a cave.
No.
Are the acoustics possibly good?
No.
In something like that?
You're kidding.
How is the overall claustrophobia setting in?
Oh my God.
You see how many speakers they have up on top, but I can't imagine that would be good sound. Maybe I'm dead wrong on that. It's quite the photo, though, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it is.
Other people chime in, and this is from Michael. Red Rocks is the best place in the U.S. to see a concert, period. You got to put
that's
on your
Denver?
Bucket list, yeah.
You said earlier, Denver. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I would think the Spear's coming, too, though. I mean, we're getting the Spear out here soon, and you saw it in the backdrop, if you watch the match on TNT with Brady, I mean, what that thing's going to look like as well. I didn't have much as unique concert experience. Sandstone Amphitheater in Kansas City was pretty good. It was kind of like you come down to where how it was, and it was this is mid '90s with Metallica, Suicidal Tendencies, Danzig, and it was supposed to be Alice in Chains, but Staley couldn't kick that tricky heroin habit. But it was you were up on a hill, and then there were seats where you would like folding chairs. I mean, you're just begging for trouble, too, but everyone was well-behaved.
Yeah, I'm a guy who prefers a much smaller venue than a big venue as well.
Yeah, like you mentioned the joint several times at the Hard Rock, what they had.
House of Blues. Like, there are several venues where I've been to concerts out here in Las Vegas that it's like 12,000, 15,000. I'm like, I don't enjoy that.
Is this on campus in Cal Berkeley?
Yeah,
the
football stadium's right next door.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And it's unfortunate this picture is a little overcast because you can see, again, all the water in the bay, and you can see, like, the bridges in the background. It's... Look at that. That's my cup of tea. That's like 2,000 people. That's it.
Kiss played that Mandalay Beach.
Kiss did.
A long time ago.
They get good shows there.
Yeah. But that was, that'd be a good venue too. I've never checked out.
We talked about this earlier, how fans care about their teams more than the players. This is from Matt on Twitter.
Oh, no question.
Love the topic. A friend told me years ago, we're rooting for laundry.
Yeah.
I cried under my parents' coffee table at the age of 10 when my team lost the Super Bowl. It never goes away. I love my team's laundry. He's right. We know one of our friends out here, his brother, after the Bills lost to the Giants. Wide right, Norwood, right? He locked himself in the bathroom for how long? Wasn't it like a couple of weeks?
I think it was a week.
A week?
He even told his mom, I'm not going to school. And apparently she signed off on it, which she's a trooper. She understands the pain. But that's a whole nother level. Well, sure. Also, the money's so damn big, too. Look what's going on with Dustin Johnson and Mickelson. But, how bad can it really be, right? You probably got, you're married. You got three women on the side or a different girl in every town. It's just another reason you start the summer vacation a couple weeks early if you get knocked out. I mean, like what Aaron Rodgers told you after a playoff loss. It bothered me for about a day.
Yeah, I asked him that question years ago.
When you're talking about that kind of money, it's like, okay, let's go, Cancun.
It was one of their many gut-wrenching defeats. At the time, it was probably their first really bad one. It was to Arizona many years ago in the playoffs. They got beat in that overtime game that was nuts. It was like 51-45. How long does that stick with you? I asked him at the Pro Bowl. Yeah, maybe a day. Fans are like the entire offseason. So.
1998 still bothers me.
The
NFC Championship
title game. Yeah.
We didn't get Vikings-Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was an all-time letdown.
They set the points record and they couldn't get there. And then the guy who hadn't missed a kick all year misses a chippy field goal.
Like, I'm beyond this now as a mature adult, Paul, right?
Sure. We all are.
But I grew up 90 minutes from Minneapolis. I hated the Vikings. Hated them with a passion. And even I would tell you, look, we all got robbed of not having that team in the Super Bowl. How they pissed that game away somehow. That connection from Cunningham to Moss. A rookie wide receiver to come in and do that damage to the league. It was must-watch TV every game.
I did think the point spread was nuts, though. I mean, I was in college. I didn't know anybody. I still wasn't that familiar with what was going on. They were double-digit favorites in that game.
Yeah, huge.
Atlanta was 14-2.
Yeah, they would have been favored without question over Denver. All right, back tomorrow. Much more on the NBA Finals. Good luck tonight. We'll see you.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting on to help improve your betting on to help improve your betting on to help improve.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.